Well, there is a Ford Driving Skills for Life coming up, and joining us to talk about that is Nolan Katterberg, the program manager for Driving Skills for Life. Good morning, Nolan.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on for this. We've had people talk, had on before organizations that do sort of a different type of driving test. We know the one that you take in school, where you learn just basically where the wheel and brakes are. This all has to do with kind of all those incidental things or the things you kind of get from driving, but you kind of condense it all into a program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the program is called Ford Driving Skills for Life. We're actually a global program. We go across the globe. But here in the U.S., we have a national tour that makes about 20 stops around the country. And really, we're the next step beyond driver's education. Unfortunately, the leading cause of death of teenagers is vehicle crashes. So kids are crashing out there all the time, and we're trying to save their lives by giving them some experience beyond what they actually learn in driver's education. Like you just said, at driver's education, it's kind of the basic course. They'll teach you, some of the rules of the road, turn signals, brakes, that type of stuff. But we actually focus on things like what happens if you lose control of the vehicle. If somebody pulls out in front of you, how do you handle that situation? We talk a lot about making the right decision. Learning to drive successfully is a lifelong learning process, and we want these teens to start off driving correctly. So we actually put parents and teens through this program. It's about a four-hour hands-on course. It's totally free. That's the best part. It's totally free, put on by the Ford Motor Company Fund. So we're excited to be bringing this program back to Ohio.
It's free, but it obviously you need to register, and there's limited space. And again, this is, I don't know if you think we mentioned, this will be taking place at the Mapfre Stadium in Columbus on June 8th and 9th. So I guess need to get in there as soon as possible. About how many drivers do you handle during a four-hour program like this?
So we'll do 100 teens in a four-hour period. We'll actually do four sessions over the weekend, so we have Saturday or Sunday. If you're available to register, all you have to do is just go to our website, thedrivingskillsforlife.com. Again, that's drivingskillsforlife.com. On there, you'll find all the information about the event coming up in Columbus. And again, it's going to fill up. So if you're listening out there, we encourage you to take advantage of this program as soon as possible.
And when they get there, you have vehicles provided, or do they use their own vehicle? What's the situation there?
So what we actually do is we'll take over the entire parking lot, and we have the vehicles there, everything there that they just need to show up. You register, show up with your permit or license. We obviously want you to have some driving experience. And we actually have professional driving instructors who will be there with you the whole time. The kids get to drive brand new cars like Mustangs. That's a pretty exciting for them, along with Fusions. A lot of brand new products will be out there. But again, it's all about giving the teens experience beyond what they actually learned in driver's education.
You mentioned the parents having a role too. What exactly will that be? How will they take part?
So what we actually do is we kind of break the teens and their parents up in the beginning, and we actually talk to the parents about what their role is for teaching the teens how to drive. As a lot of people know, there's graduated driver's licensing now across the United States. So what happens is you get your permit, and then you have to get so many hours practicing with your parents. So we talk to the parents about how they can be a better coach for their teens. One big piece of advice that I'd give everybody listening out there: lead by example. If you're out there texting and driving, guess what? Your teen is going to text and drive as well. So make sure you set the good example. Always make the right decisions behind the wheel.
I'm looking at some pictures off of that site, and I see one where they actually have someone blindfolded. What's going on there? Or did I miss the picture?
Well, what we actually do is we have a couple different suits that simulate impairment. So again, this program is all about giving teens experience and making the right decisions. So we work with police officers, and we have different impairment suits. So it could be alcohol or drugs. We actually have a sleep suit, which actually covers your eyes for a few seconds, what it's like to fall asleep behind the wheel. Again, it's all about making the right decisions. So we like to have a fun time with the teens out in the parking lot.
And I guess you're also talking about, one of the things that caught my eye of this list is just, it says space management. Now, I've never heard that term related to driving. I mean, I understand sort of what it is, but is there more to it than just, assured clear distance?
So what we find is a lot of teens, especially when they're learning to drive, they don't really have a good situational awareness when they're in the vehicle. And spacing, following people is an issue with them. If you've ever ridden with somebody who's just getting their license or just learning how to drive, You might see them approaching a stop sign or a stoplight, and you're like, are you going to stop? No, they're not going to stop until the last minute. So this is all about gaining experience. So we'll teach them what it's like and how to follow somebody, how to properly stop and manage the space between your vehicles.
Is there going to be a lot of cones on the course?
Yeah, so what we actually do is we line up a course. We have four main courses. They're all lined with cones. Some of them have stoplights and stop signs, one-ways, roundabouts. It's really trying to simulate what it's like there out on the road. So we'll actually have the teens go through the course. Generally, they'll have no problem before we actually have them do something, like maybe text a message or distract them with additional passengers in the car. Again, this is all about gaining experience. So these kids get to experience what it's like to be out there when something happens that they're not expecting.
Glad you're doing that with roundabouts, too. More and more popping up here in Ohio.
Yeah, they're popping up all over the country. Again, those are, you know, a saving opportunity for the teens to get behind the wheel and experience them. A lot of people wonder why they're putting in roundabouts, but they're actually all about slowing the speed down and getting rid of the, you know, the side impact. So those things are designed to help save lives.
Sure. When they're done with that Maffrey Stadium, they can go to Dublin, Ohio, and drive through that five lane. There's like a 4-lane roundabout somewhere through there. So, you know, it's one of those things that they have to approach, you know, whatever's on the road and deal with, sort of making sure you can see around the corner or anticipate something. So a lot of this has to do with just showing them, I would assume, how to get out of a skid, those type of things too.
Yeah, so we actually have the teens will get in a brand new Mustang with skid plates on it, and these things are designed to reduce traction on the rear wheels. As they're going around the course, what's going to happen is the rear is going to slide out in an oversteer situation, and this simulates what it's like to be on ice and snow. So they'll actually get a chance to actually feel it and hopefully anticipate. We'll teach them look where you want to go. A lot of times, anybody really who's driving, if they lose control, what they'll do is they'll panic and they'll look exactly at something they don't want to hit. And guess what? They'll do an excellent job of driving right into that. So we actually teach them how to feel it, then control it. And hopefully, again, it's just an experience that they'll actually learn.
Our guest this morning, Nolan Katterberg, Program Manager for Driving Skills for Life. They've got an event coming up June 8th and June 9th. At Maffrey Stadium in Columbus. If people want to sign up for this, again, it's a free program, but they need to get registered for this. How do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so they can just go to our website. It's drivingskillsforlife.com. Again, drivingskillsforlife.com. Once you get there, you'll see the exact location for the Maffrey. You just click on it and get registered, and then come on out. It's totally free. That's the best part.
Sounds great, and obviously they'll learn things that they can keep with them for a lifetime. And I'm sure their parents will pick up a couple of tips that they may have forgotten or have never known before. We appreciate your time, Nolan. Thanks for sharing the details with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks.